Milford Money Matters.
A man who is our go-to when it comes to investments, finances, KiwiSaver talk, just anything responsible with money, which you and I are not.
Not at all.
Liam from Milford, back from Milford Money Matters.
Back again for my sins. How are you both?
Very well. We have to address the elephant in the room, which is that we've talked.
Am I the elephant? Because I'm literally in the room.
We've talked, obviously, Liam, for the last few years, but this is the first time the two of you have ever met in person.
Don't make it weird.
Yeah. Well, good things come to those who
It doesn't need to be weird, but it is different when you're on a screen, isn't it?
Look him in the eyes, Pete.
I'm here, just here.
Anyway, you are here this week, Liam, because we are doing part two of why long-term returns matter the most. How long do long-term investing principles like compounding and dollar cost, gosh, that's a lot of big words, dollar cost averaging change the way people should view their KiwiSaver?
Well, those principles are key to understanding why short-term movements don't matter as much as people may think. So compounding, it just means that your returns generate their own returns over time. So growth builds on itself. Think of a snowball rolling down a hill, getting bigger and bigger over the years. Dollar cost averaging, on the other hand, that means you're regularly investing, buying more units when prices are low and fewer when prices are high. Together, they help smooth out volatility and turn market ups and downs into an advantage over the long run. But these benefits only really show up if you stay invested. So chopping and changing in and out of the market erodes those benefits. So focusing on the long term is crucial.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about like staying the course.
It's like a marathon. Maddie knows about marathons.
Tell me about it. 3 hours 46, thank you. Hey. Crush it.
Yep. Cracked four. Yeah. Flat course.
Don't get him started.
Hey, but why might a fund underperform in the short term but then still deliver over the long run?
Well, some funds are designed to manage risk across the full market cycle rather than chase short-term gains. And that means they might lag the market during a strong rally, but they aim to protect your capital during downturns. And that way they can deliver consistent long-term returns. And that approach can lead to periods of underperformance in the short term, but over a full cycle of the ups and downs, it can produce a better risk-adjusted results. So judging a fund purely on recent performance or you on your most recent time can miss, you know, the bigger strategy at play.
Yeah.
And so what should investors consider before they actually make changes to their KiwiSaver based on recent performance?
Well, before making any changes, it's important to go back to the basics, your investment time frame and your tolerance for risk. These are the factors that should guide your choice, not short-term market movements. In other words, market performance is not a reason on its own for making a change. If your goals haven't changed, then reacting to recent performance could do more harm than good, especially if it means selling during a downturn. So in many cases, staying the course and focusing on the long-term outcome is the smartest move.
Amazing. Well, Liam from Milford, back for another week of Milford Money Matters. And don't forget, this segment obviously educational and should not be considered official financial advice. But if we wanted to find you, Liam, or consult anyone at Milford, where would we go?
Milfordasset.com.
Milfordasset.com. Thank you so much, Liam.
Good to see you.
Don't make it weird, Maddie.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I know, but your eyes did.